From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California Senate knew of a sexual misconduct claim against Senator Tony Mendoza, but left the alleged victim in his office for 6 weeks. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, it's the latest concern, but far from the only one, of critics who question the HR credentials of Senate leadership.
Human resources and employment law experts say when a sexual harassment complaint comes in, an employer should notify the alleged perpetrator and separate them from the victim. But when the California Senate learned of a sexual misconduct claim about Los Angeles County Democrat Tony Mendoza toward his young female student fellow, it did neither, and it left the fellow in Mendoza's office for 6 weeks before finding her a job in another senator's office. In addition, the Senate's former number two HR official and six current or former senatorial chiefs of staff from both political parties are criticizing the HR office. They question the HR qualifications, record-keeping, responsiveness, and management style of the Senate's executive officer and his deputy for human resources. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
You can find a link to Ben's full investigation at krcb.org. Well, as of this week, old-school light bulbs, known for their warm color, will start disappearing off store shelves because of a new state rule. But it doesn't ban all incandescent light bulbs, but it does establish such high energy standards that they won't be able to compete. Andrew McAllister with the California Energy Commission says the more efficient bulbs will save consumers money in the long run.
There are still a lot of incandescents out there, and when those change over, it's literally about $1 billion a year in savings across the economy, mostly directly to consumers' pocket.
Most lighting companies have already switched to primarily selling LEDs, but many manufacturers don't like the efficiency standards. They argue it'll limit options for consumers. But a California judge recently put to rest a lawsuit trying to turn the lights out on the efficiency standards. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.